I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Kevin, it's now September, and we're looking at another big turn in the fishing season. And one of the types of fishing that picks up this time of year is fishing from shore. What's happening here?
Well, shore fishermen can have a tough go of it in the summertime when water gets warm. The fish tend to move out to deeper water, and it can be a little slow for surf fishermen. But once fall rolls around, the nearshore waters, they start to cool a little bit, and we also see a lot of bait fish, and the bait fish come into the estuaries and close to the shallow waters, and that draws the fish in. So typically, once we get into September, it's a very good time for fishermen who are stuck on the shore.
Let's talk for a moment about approaches to fishing from the shore. What are some of the common ways this is done?
Well, this time of year, one of the best things you can do is just always keep a rod and reel in your car and drive around, and when you pass beaches, look for fishing action. So in the fall, you'll see striped bass and bluefish will be chasing bait fish, and they'll be at the surface. You'll see birds as well. So if you can cover some ground in your car and find a beach where there's some action, jump out and make a few casts. That's probably your best way in the fall to go about surf casting.
Now, some fish are easier to target from shore, like bluefish, maybe striped bass, and then there are some that pose particular challenges.
Right. So albies and bonito are kind of a unique target from shore this time of year, a bit of a challenge. It's a very big deal to get one from shore. They're much easier to target from a boat because they move quickly. They tend to like a little bit deeper water. But there are some spots on Cape Cod where you can get into them. Woods Hole, Craigville Beach in Hyannis, for example, Nobsca. The trick with fishing for them from shore is usually to have something that can cast far, so a metal lure, something like that. So if they do appear a little bit out of range, you can launch a cast out there and get into them.
Well, you brought up bonito. Another neat thing that's been going on recently has been baby bonito being caught. How unusual is this?
This is pretty unusual. Usually, every year we typically will hear from someone who's out jigging for mackerel for bait, and they send us a picture and say, what's this strange mackerel I caught? About 10 or 12 inches long, and it doesn't look quite right. And those are these juvenile bonito. This year, what's different is we're seeing schools of them, so not just one or two caught with mackerel, but actually schools of baby bonito chasing bait. And this has been happening mostly from the east end of the canal, along the sandwich beaches, jetties, places like that. And we have anglers telling us that they're catching as many as a dozen, two dozen bonito from shore. Again, they're not very big, but it is cool to see.
Can they be eaten?
I think just about any fish can be eaten, and bonito are delicious, so I imagine the small ones are good, too.
Let's round up the fishing action. What are you hearing? What should we be looking for going out this weekend?
Well, I know a lot of fishermen going out this weekend will be looking for false albacore. A few albies have been caught, mostly around the Vineyard, but they're not really here in numbers yet. Of course, that could change any moment now. We're also seeing a lot of bluefish in Vineyard Sound. Not many big ones, kind of 1 to 2 pounders, but some good action there. On the Cape Cod Bay side, that's where we're hearing these reports of small bonito, mackerel, stripers, so some good action there. Bluefin tuna have arrived in good numbers finally. East of Chatham, there have been some good reports, and also in Cape Cod Bay, where we've heard of giant bluefin tuna, 400 to 700 pound fish. And then finally, black sea bass would be a good bet this weekend. That season closes on September 12th, so it's a good time to get out there and get your last fix of black sea bass.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Steve.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.